We often feel anxious and worry about what other people think of us. How can we let go of our attachment to how we're perceived? How can we learn the art of not giving a damn about the perceptions of others from a guy that lived naked in a wine barrel in ancient Greece? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Friend, hope you're happy, hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal Sean, and on Wednesday I launched my new podcast Mindfulness for Gamers on the Pickaxe Network. Most of you listened to the pilot episode here on the podcast. There's two more episodes available right now. If you follow the link in the description, I'd be hugely grateful if you could. In fact, I'm offering a prize this week. If you listen to all three episodes and leave a review, or ask someone you know who's got an Apple or Spotify account to leave a review on your behalf, and then email me to let me know, then one random person selected will get whatever prize they ask for within reason. It might be an hour of one-to-one teaching or coaching from me. It could be getting your book or your music promoted on the podcast. It could be me doing a loving kindness meditation for you every day for the next week. Whatever you want. As I say, within reason, I am a pacifist and I've got limited resources, but I'm willing to have a go if it's possible. Last week, only three people entered the competition to translate my Irish phrase, and no one got it. That prize is still open, by the way. So you've got a pretty good chance of winning, so it's definitely worth a punt. All you have to do is listen to the new podcast, leave a review, and email me at my new address in the description. This week, I want to talk about how we let go of worrying about what other people think of us. And the king of freedom from societal expectations was a guy called Diogenes. Now, this guy is a goldmine. I encourage you to go and have a look at his Wikipedia article. I can't even begin to capture this guy's story in one episode, and I'll almost certainly come back to him. Diogenes was a massively influential Greek philosopher who shaped the Stoic movement, and the Stoic movement influenced the spread of mindfulness in the West. So you might see him as one of your spiritual ancestors. He wouldn't be too impressed with that idea, though. Diogenes rejected social norms and social status. Despite being widely respected at the time, you can see him in Raphael's painting The School of Athens alongside Aristotle and Plato. He wasn't interested in material possessions and preferred to live naked in a wine barrel on the streets. He had no interest in deferring to his supposed social superiors. When being sold as a slave, he said, "Sell me to this man, he needs a master." And the guy bought him. Diogenes educated him and his family. When Alexander the Great came up to his little wine barrel house, the conquering king asked him what he wanted, anything that his heart could desire. Diogenes, who had been sunning himself, opened his eyes and said, "Stand out of my light." He would walk through crowds of Athens' cultural elite during the day with a lantern, saying he was looking for an honest man. He truly didn't give a damn what other people thought of him. We do, though, or at least I do. Why are we so attached to what other people think of us? One of the great strengths that human beings have is our social structures. Being able to band together effectively as a group is what kept us alive throughout history. Alone, we're small, flimsy, and easily squished, but working together as a group, we can hunt woolly mammoths and build skyscrapers. Working together, we are powerful. And part of the evolutionary drive to make this work is conformity. As human beings, most of us, believe it or not, are likely to go along with a majority decision in a group. We don't like to think of ourselves that way. In our heads, we're Marlon Brando in The Wild One, where he's asked, "Hey Johnny, what are you rebelling against?" And Brando says, "Well, what do you got?" And there's nothing wrong with a certain amount of going with the flow. Being in a group of friends requires it. The workplace requires it. School requires it. Living within society requires it. It's normal, and it's the reason why us little humans have achieved great things working together. And part of that is caring what other people think. We could all live naked in a wine barrel, but we choose not to. There's a balance between freedom and fitting in. Where things get difficult is when our sense of fitting in is overactive. We're constantly worrying what other people think of what we do, what we say, how we dress, the choices we make. I used to feel this very acutely when I was younger. I'd forensically go over conversations that I had with other people, thinking about whether I'd said the wrong thing or offended them or embarrassed myself. It put me off having conversations with people and socialising because I'd worry about it beforehand and regret what I said afterwards. We feel a strong need to be accepted and fret that other people will reject us, so we engage in people-pleasing behaviours, which I talked about in episode 223. We worry about whether we're respected by our peers, and we're anxious about what they really might be thinking. We doubt their kind words and mind-read what they might be saying in their heads or behind our backs. A lot of the time, our difficult experiences in our youth drive our fretting about what other people think of us, and this leads us to vastly overestimate how much people actually think about our perceived feelings or even think about us at all. And it's not a completely irrational worry. The evidence shows that good relationships make a big difference to our well-being, so we worry about losing them, and in doing so, we become attached to how we're perceived. But fretting about this impacts on our peace and can ultimately drive people away. So how can we apply the principles of mindfulness to the art of not giving a damn what people think of us? Well, the first thing to remember is that everyone is suffering. That means that even if you did everything right, imagining that such a thing were possible, then you will still be harshly judged by some people. We have to accept that this is the case. But we can see their suffering and we can wish them well. When someone's judging me harshly, I see that they may be going through a difficult time, and I say in my head, may be happy, may be peaceful. And I've found that this has done wonders for my anger, for my social anxiety, and it also means that I don't lie awake at night turning over what they said in my mind. A friend of mine, Brechin, who is the Mindful Stoic, and I really recommend his blog, the link is in the description. He talks about not attaching your self-worth to your job or the things you do. I really agree with this. When we attach our happiness to things outside of ourselves, we're walking the path of suffering. That self-worth being threatened by the opinions of others is a classic example of how attachment can lead to suffering. It's worthwhile meditating on what the roots of our insecurity is. What are we afraid of being judged on? It's also worth bearing in mind that opinions from others don't necessarily have to translate into difficult feelings in us. We can choose to observe what other people say in the same way that we've learned to view our thoughts in a January refresh from a distance. We can have a curious attitude about what they said, how they said it, without judging it, without letting it overwhelm us. And finally, remember that people are genuinely not thinking about you. Most people like you are worrying about themselves. And surround yourself with compassionate people who want to support you on your journey, and take a step back if necessary from those who are unrelentingly harsh and critical if you need to. So you don't need to live in a wine barrel or rebel against the system. You just need a little perspective, a little time to process instead of reacting. A little compassion for those who leap to judgment because they're suffering. And of course, a little compassion for yourself. You are a good person and you're doing great. So let's do a guided meditation on that. If you want to take a moment to make yourself comfortable, we'll start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. We're going to start, as we always do, by applying our beginner's mind to your posture. So I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap, and just allowing a gentle smile to emerge in your face as we take a moment to enjoy the stability of our posture. And expanding that spotlight of awareness, noticing where you feel warm or cold. Noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. And shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we're going through the guided meditation, just sitting with each thought for a moment. And that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. Or a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting, listening to each thought, and allowing it to leave. And gently, without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on the breath. Noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm. Noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in. Warmer on the way out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath goes slow. Deep, slow. Breathing in, I see my attachment to the views of others. Breathing out, I smile to my attachment to the views of others. Attachment to views, smiling. Breathing in, I see the belief that underlies my fear. Breathing out, I smile to my belief. Seeing belief, smiling. Breathing in, I see the past roots of my fear of being judged. Breathing out, I feel compassion for my younger self. Past roots, compassion. Breathing in, I see the suffering of those who harshly judge me. Breathing out, I feel compassion for those who harshly judge me. Suffering of those who judge me, compassion. breathing in. I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. As we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment or two, do you notice any changes in your body? Noticing any areas of relaxation? Any areas of tension, maybe in your lower back? You might want to stretch if you need to. Just giving the body what it wants, what it needs. Noticing any changes in your mind? And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. And just before we finish, your mindfulness homework for this week is to firstly notice your reaction when you're worried about the perceptions of others. Take a moment to stop and breathe. Smile to the feeling that you have, whatever that feeling is, even if it's a difficult feeling. Just taking a step back. And also, see if you can do this guided meditation every day this week. And just a quick reminder to have a listen to my new show, Mindfulness for Gamers. I think it's turned out really well. I think you'll enjoy it. And it would make a huge difference if you could leave a review either yourself or someone you know with an Apple phone or a Spotify account. And please do enter the competition. You genuinely have a great chance of winning. And may you be happy. May you be peaceful. And may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slana will ya? And I'll see you next time.
Cause I've been